With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump signs a plan for reciprocal tariffs.
The president has directed his administration's top trade officials to outline a new series of tariffs.
I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them no more, no less.
He predicted the tariffs would lead to more U.S. jobs and acknowledged that prices could go higher in the short term. The reciprocal tariffs aren't scheduled to take effect until at least April. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the new head of the Department of Health and Human Services. He was sworn in Thursday afternoon in the Oval Office as President Trump looked on. Kennedy says he'll implement a Make America Healthy Again plan. He said he aims to refocus U.S. health priorities. He's also talked about getting rid of ultra-processed food. Ukraine's president claims there will be no peace agreement in the war between his country and Russia without Ukraine being a part of the negotiations.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine would not accept any peace negotiations with Russia that didn't include his country. He made his first comments to journalists since President Donald Trump held individual calls first with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and then with Zelensky. As he visited a nuclear power station in western Ukraine, Zelensky said, I articulate this very clearly to our partners. Any bilateral negotiations about Ukraine without us, we will not accept. I'm Karen Chemas.
The U.S. has funded Ukraine throughout the process. Southern California expecting an atmospheric river with heavy rain. The National Weather Service's Carol Smith.
The flooding, you know, for people and they're trying to drive around, not so much their homes, but the roadway flooding, the creeks, and the debris flow.
Those three things will be issues. This is SRN News. One Illinois county is canceling Henry Hyde.
The longtime congressman served the state for 32 years and was a staunch pro-lifer, giving his name to the Hyde Amendment, which bars taxpayer dollars from funding abortion. But pro-abortion members of the DuPage County Board have voted to remove Hyde's name from the county courthouse and have killed plans to build a statue of him. The county chairman says court buildings must, quote, support the rights of all people to receive the services they need. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education is calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The department also sent a letter requesting the changes to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually female after President Trump signed an executive order this month. This is SRN News. A U.S. aircraft carrier hits a merchant vessel in the Mediterranean near Egypt. Correspondent George Williams has the story.
In a terse news release on Thursday, the U.S. Navy said it's investigating the circumstances of the collision, which occurred a day earlier while both ships were in motion. There were no injuries on either vessel. The carrier reported no damage to its propulsion systems, nor did it incur any flooding. The Truman, based in Norfolk, Virginia, deployed Lambert to the Middle East. Its last port call was in Greece. George Williams reporting.
Well, the White House says around 75,000 federal workers accepted a buyout offer. The Trump administration gave federal employees the choice to resign while still receiving pay through September. The deadline to accept the offer passed Wednesday night. A federal judge lifted a pause on the program Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs a sweeping package of immigration laws aimed at helping President Trump deport illegals. More at SRNNews.com.